afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new from me and classic from me. No, that's not right.
And me.
I'm going to start over.
Okay. No, that's fine.
That was terrible.
No, it's fine. It's good. People like it.
This is our 150th episode. I should be better.
No. Actually, this is only episode 28. This is going by pretty good.
I'm no good at the counting. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy. And this is Rock Solid. Oh, man.
What I'm doing.
Pat, I'm still a little weepy from that Tommy Lee song last week.
From last week's show?
Brandon, yeah.
Did you get home and I know your son's name is Preston. Can we say that your son's name is Preston?
Okay, that's fine.
Preston, I love you.
I did sing that. Yeah.
Your son, your dad's Gary and he's got a beard.
It's all facts in there.
That's what you do. The lyrics are all facts. I met your mother, Jane, and we got married. And something about you had to put your love in her.
What? Hey!
With candlelight and song.
Too far. But we've been remiss.
Are we taping this yet?
We should probably start the show.
This is what a lot of rockers would call a demo.
Right, exactly. This is we'll save this for the box set. But I wanted to ask you that we didn't talk about last week and I don't want to give anything away of future weeks, That little Van Halen leak has been floating around. That 30 seconds of that single.
30 seconds of that song called Tattoo.
How's that treating you?
A little slower than I thought they would. I thought they would hit it right out of the box with some crazy fast thing. You know, they got first album with David Lee Roth in since 84. So how many years is that? 27 years?
Yeah.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. 27, 28 years. And
I was in my 20s the last time David Lee Roth sang with Van Halen.
I think people are missing Michael Anthony. I think that's what's missing from that.
Well, he does hold down that bottom end.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. What does he play? Does he play a jug bass or what do you call it?
Yeah, it was like a Jack Daniels bottle. It looked like.
No, I'm thinking he plays one of those basses.
Like a jug, like ooh, ooh. Oh, one of those things, like I'm a stand-up tub. Like
yeah, a tub bass. With one string.
Oh, like he's an Emmett Otter's Christmas band.
Boom, that's Running with the Devil. It's boom, 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 boom. I don't know. I think that might have been the wrong single to pick.
It's not the notes he plays. It's the notes he doesn't play.
That's true. But what do you think of it? Have you listened to it?
I listened to it and it's okay. It just sounds like, all right. You know, it just sounds like, it sounds like you know that movie The Road with Viggo Mortensen?
Yes.
They're like, and they found, oh, look, here's a bunch of canned food. You know, it's probably expired. But, you know, it's like, oh, you know, it's like.
We haven't had food in years.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a can of like corned beef hashed. It may be past its freshness date. But if you're hungry, you know, if like, oh, I used to love this stuff. Yeah, it's, you know, not quite as good as I remembered. But. You know, there's like the hints of the flavor.
It'll be interesting how it plays out, you know, by the time the tour hits L.A., if they're playing one song off the new album or if they're still playing four or five.
Or zero, yeah.
Exactly. Or zero, exactly. So, yeah, it wasn't grabbing me at first, but I'm still excited to hear the entire album. We'll see what happens.
That was, the last time I saw Cheap Trick. And they had a good album. I think it was Woke Up With a Monster.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
We have a new album out. Yay.
Yay.
This song isn't on it.
Yay. Those guys are fun.
They're funny. But Pat, our new ongoing segment, Nickelback Decathlon of Suck, is taking the world by storm.
A lot of good feedback.
Everybody recommending things that might be worse than Nickelback.
Yeah. Nickelback fans actually loved it.
They do. Everybody, because we give it a fair shake. We use science. This was born from the feud with Nickelback and the Black Keys. And just the fact that Nickelback is, you know, birds fly, fish swim, and Nickelback sucks. It's just something that we've all accepted as fact, but we're like, wait, do they? Let's listen to it and see if they really do. So we are going to, Pat and Matt are going to listen to it again. This time your safe word is going to be Parasol.
Parasol. Okay.
It's important to pick a safe word that won't come up. Like, don't say like louder. That's a bad safe
word. That's no good.
Or, you know, or anything like that. But Parasol. Okay. So when you've heard enough of Nickelback,
okay,
say Parasol.
I'm gonna be.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man's steel.
Parasol.
That's it. Wow. That's enough. He's not stopping.
He's not
Nickelback is coming from inside the house. 7.5 seconds.
That's really.
I thought it was going to grow on you, and now it's like about half as much.
It still did not grow on me.
Oh, it's so bad. It's just so like.
Everyone that is a boss man.
You know what they are? It's the sound. It's the sonic equivalent of crystal meth. It's just like that.
He sings like a person at karaoke trying to imitate a rock star singing.
Exactly.
Because that's like, that might be my karaoke voice when I'm, you know.
Doing some Pearl Jam or something.
Yeah,
like
I usually sing Even It Up by heart.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, Even It Up.
I'll right hear that. So, stepping up to the challenger this week, it's going to be Weed Whacker.
Okay.
Gas powered Weed Whacker, too. Think about this. Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Trying to sleep in.
I'm actually up at 6:30, so I'm enjoying this.
It's kind of nice, yeah.
I'm thinking, hey, let's get the rest of the house up and let's get our day started.
This is soothing. This is kind of like white noise is like wearing me back to sleep.
At any time, is he going to bounce it so that this, to change the line?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You bounce it. And it
I like that. I like that noise.
Yeah, parasol. Fun.
All right. How long was that? 28.2. All right.
28.2. Okay.
Nice. So, Nickelback, you're still in the doghouse.
It's terrible, Nickelback.
Likes you. I'm sorry.
Maybe Nickelback tries a different song next week.
Yes, I'll bring in a different one. I'll bring in a different one next week. Yeah, but that's
and next week they will go
same song. Every
they will go. They will go against Baby Crying on an Airplane. I think.
All right, I think that's what it's going to be. So anyway, keep those coming into the Facebook page or on Twitter, who you would like to see Nickelback take on, because or defend Nickelback.
Then maybe as we get going, maybe it could be, would you rather listen to Nickelback or like smell something bad?
Oh, right. Yeah.
This garbage isn't too bad.
Break through that dimension, because it does almost smell bad. Like like I was saying, like that crystal meth smell, that chemically.
Nickelback is like 4D. It's for all your senses.
It assaults all of your senses.
Gary, any other new segments you want to bring up?
I do have a new segment, yeah.
What?
The Rock Solid Vault.
We had no pre-show meeting.
We totally did. This is a new segment where we just wanted to talk about some of our favorite albums. Because we're talking, we should just do like a favorite album show. And like, well, that's such a big topic. Maybe every show could be like a favorite album show. So every once in a while or every show or every other show, we just want to recommend an album that's just like...
You gotta have it.
You gotta have it.
If you don't have it, something's wrong.
It's special to one or the other of us, and there's no bad songs on it. And
all killer, no filler.
Exactly. And this is kind of like a sideways choice, but it fits in with our theme a little bit. We're gonna go back to that same year of 1984 when that last Roth Van Halen came out.
Yeah.
From
what was the name of that Van Halen album?
I can't remember. It came out in 1984.
It had Panama on it.
But this is an album that I've listened to so much. I've worn it out. And
when was the last time you listened to it?
Oh man. Well, I listened to it over the weekend.
Okay, there you go.
And,
perfect.
You know this. There's something about the album experience, if I could drone on for another second.
Like, what's an album? Exactly. I cherry pick singles.
And that's why we do this. Some of these are going to be obvious. Like, of course, like, you know, I'm going to, but when you, like, if you know songs, but if you listen to them in that different, it's like, it totally recontextualizes it. It's
right.
like when you have like yellow paint, but then you put on like a different kind of trim and it looks less, it makes it different. Anyway, that being said, this is one of my all-time favorite albums. It's a group from Scotland called Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, and this is the title track. It's called Rattlesnakes on Rock Solid.
She says a girl eats a gun these days, hey, on account of all the rattlesnakes. She looks like human soul in an on the waterfront. She reads Simone de Beauvoir in her American circumstance.
So there you go, like in the first 30 seconds, he's name checking Eve Marie Saint, Simone de Beauvoir. It's that kind of record. It's like a collection, like a some college kid's collection of first short stories or something like that.
It's very similar to what Billy Joel did with We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yes, exactly. Very similar. And something that bummed me out that happened, I was, because, you know, I listen to this a lot still. It's very vital to me. And I think of myself as a human being, a person becoming, you know, I'm in action. I'm not, you know. You know,
it's a journey, not a destination.
Yeah, I'm, like I'm a man who's on my journey. I looked up some on YouTube about Lloyd Cole, mm-hmm. and you know, back in the day, he was just a sharp looking, just jet black hair and the piercing blue eyes, not unlike yourself.
Suit, wear suit,
total suit,
love
just
it.
Like a
love
like,
the suits
young
on
Frank
the rockers.
Sinatra or something like that. I looked up it was like the Scottish Lifetime Achievement Awards or something like that, and mm-hmm. they were handing one out to Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, and they all looked like, you know, James Doohan in like the 9th Star Trek movie or something like
oh,
that. They're
no.
like, oh no, they're old, so I'm really old.
Some guys keep it together.
Yeah.
And some guys don't.
Yeah. But anyway, so if you want to check, Perfect Skin is another song on there that you might enjoy. You might have heard
you
that
You want to play
but,
another one for
No, 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 that's fine. Okay. That's it for that. But I just want to close the rock
Lloyd
song.
Lloyd Cole and the Commotions.
Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, Rattlesnakes, and Thank Me Later. And,
do they still do anything? Do they still trot it out sometimes?
I think he bumps around. He might live in L.A. even. We should see if we could get him on the show.
I bet we could.
I don't know if we could get him up the stairs, though.
Well, no, we couldn't. Well, no, there's a lift here.
Oh, good, good, good. One of those lifts. But anyway, so let's get on topic. Hey, Matt, why don't you play that Simon and Garfunkel? That'll help bridge us
oh,
into
boy.
The topic.
This is going to be old friends, I bet.
Maybe.
Someone told me it's all happening at the zoo.
Oh,
get
it's
it?
A great song.
I do believe it. I do believe it's true.
This was written for that Cameron Crowe movie.
Was it really? I don't think it was.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
It came up before that.
How come one of those Madagascar movies haven't picked up this song? Have Fergie record it?
Someone needs to hire us as music supervisors.
Oh, that would be great.
That's a good money move.
That's a good money move.
We gotta work on that.
How do you get that gig?
Well, we'll throw it out there into the universe that we are music supervisors.
Yes, and not on your indie film. We want to do Armageddon 2.
Big budget.
We want to do Transformers 4.
Yeah.
Transformers.
Four
with a 4.
Where it's kind
you
of,
know that's coming, right? Yeah. Trans with a number 4. Yeah. Mers.
Right.
Awful. But I will throw some Lloyd Cole in the Commotions in that battle scene at the end when the Shia LaBeouf arm should be pulled out of his socket, but it's not.
And it'll be juxtaposed like in Quentin Tarantino. They'll
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, this is genius.
Perfect.
But then other times we'll zig when they want us to zig.
That's
like,
right.
I feel good, like, you know,
yeah.
or Bad to the Bone.
Right. When oh, to, Bad yeah. to the Bone, yeah. the most overplayed song in any.
Yes.
You know, you got a cartoon ant and he puts on a leather jacket and sunglasses and
But boy, talk about classic albums. How about that Bookends? Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, Bookends is terrific. No. I don't think there's a bad Simon and Garfunkel studio album.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But the zoo, we bring it up because we were trying to decide what to call this. We didn't know if we were going to call it Animalize or
Animalistic.
Animalistic or
Animalitalica.
Creatures new and classic or
furry creature songs.
Or we. Animals Strike Curious Poses.
Oh,
Animals Strike Curious
Animals
Poses.
Animals Strike
like that?
Curious Poses.
That's
What's that song? What's that song?
That's When Doves Cry.
No, it's not. What is this from? So what are these songs about, Gary?
They're all about animals.
There's animals in the title of the song?
Each song will have the name of a different animal in the song.
I got to be honest. When Doves Cry just missed my list.
Oh, man.
That and also Fly Like an Eagle.
Oh, that would have been good. Is there anybody from the avian phylum in your list?
Would that be a bird?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah, there is.
Excellent.
There is.
Well, that's good. Well, shall I kick us off this
time?
You
kick it off.
Talk about classic albums. This is one that you need in your collection if you don't have it. It's Brian Eno from Here Come the Warm Jets, and this is called Needle in the Camel's Eye on Rock Solid. Okay. Do you know what the name of a...
Did he say camel toe yet? What's the song called?
Needle in the Camel's Eye, not Needle in the Camel's Toe.
Oh.
That would that's a different song.
I like that one.
That would have been much better.
But that was good. You know, I never thought that, you know, because when I went through my iTunes, camel wasn't in there.
Oh, really?
So that's good.
Did you check all animals?
I did check all animals. It was fun.
It was good. It was a good exercise because yeah, I was like, was there lemurs? No, didn't have any of those.
Bear was in there for me, but not on my list.
Yeah.
Song called Fred Bear by Ted Nugent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
didn't make it.
Oh man,
Panther was in there, didn't make it.
Well, don't give away too much.
I won't.
Do you know what a one hump camel is? A dromedary.
Yeah, that was in my thing.
Dromedary.
Yeah. Yep. It was from the Free to Be You and Me album. Sing a song about a dromedary.
Okay. Do you know what a two-hump hump camel is called?
Is this going to be a punchline?
No, I wish it would have been now.
Okay. No. What's it called?
Kim Kardashian. No. Bactrian. Bactrian camel.
Bactrian. Baby's got Bactrian.
Baby's got Bactrian. Very good.
This is terrific. End it. We're done.
We're done.
We play one. We play a camel song. We're out.
Out. What do you got in the zoo?
All right. I got a song from 75. This has Fox in the title. And just play it.
Yes.
You know it.
Okay. Yes.
Matt, you're young. Do you know this song?
Oh, man.
You don't know it at all. You've never heard it before.
Mad.
All right.
It's pretty great, isn't it?
Fox on the Run.
This is on the run.
You know what? The
For Fox's sake.
The sweet... Fox you, man. There's the sweet... Their most popular songs all sound like a different band. Like
yeah.
Little Willie doesn't sound like Love Is Like Oxygen,
right.
Or Ballroom Blitz or Fox and the Runner. Actually, they all have like a different sound.
Love Is Like Oxygen, very strange.
Yeah, very strange.
That is a good greatest hits to get your
sweet.
Do you call him sweet or the sweet?
I call him sweet.
I call him sweet because that's American stuff.
Nikki Sixx calls him the sweet.
Really?
Shut up.
Shut up, Nikki Sixx.
Shut up. Weren't you supposed to be dead by now?
You know what's good is that song Blockbuster, because they're like trying to figure out. It isn't about like, yeah, this song's a blockbuster. They're like trying to figure out how they can blockbuster. There's this guy Buster who's coming around. And anyway, get yourself.
Are we gonna, next? And I just want to tease. Next week we're going to do all songs that have video outlet chains in the title.
That's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. Oh man,
I have a song called Red Box. I'm not going to tell you what that's. It's a dirty song. I'm not going to tell you what it's about.
Also by Ted Nugent. Do you ever watch Leave It to Beaver? Were you ever a fan of that?
Yes, my favorite line from Leave It to Beaver is Beaver does something and he says it's because his friend told him to do it, and then his dad says, Beaver, if he told you to jump off a roof, would you do it? And Beaver says, gee, Dad, how high of a roof is it? I love Leave It to Beaver. Matt, anything? Some people hate it. Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it. It's like the Munsters, but not Munster. But
they're all good looking.
Yeah, but they're all good looking. Do you remember
Except
the one?
Beaver. He's like the opposite. He's the monster.
Yeah.
That guy did not grow up good looking.
Well, he lived in a river when they found him. So that's you never saw that? Oh, the pilot where they found him living in a pile of sticks?
Is that true?
Maybe I just dreamt that.
Yeah.
But do you remember the one where Beaver joins?
I know Beaver. I get it. I get it now.
Do you remember?
Are you going to play the Leave It to Beaver theme as your next song?
That's right. That's about beavers. No. Right. This is the one where Beaver joins. Remember the one where a Beaver joins a record club?
I think so, yeah.
And then, so he starts getting all the records. Then the bills start coming, and he starts tithing the bills and everything like that.
Mom, I owe 35 cents. Beaver!
But do you remember the name of the big record he was excited to get?
No.
Well,
it's not a real band, is it?
It's not a real band, but a real band heard the title, loved it, and did make a song about it.
Okay, cool.
And that band was the L.A. punk classic group, the Dickies. And the song is, You Drive Me Ape, You Big Gorilla. Here on Rock Solid. Going out to Beaver Cleaver. Wherever he is.
Did you know Eddie Haskell grew up and was a cop? Shut up. That Wally was good looking though, wasn't he?
Tony Dow.
Good looking kid.
Yeah, I'd hit that.
And then their mom always wore a pearl necklace.
I'll say she did. Not the song featured in the episode. That would have been great. They would just start great. Skanking around.
Their heads would explode.
Yeah, busting up his room.
Mrs. Cleaver's in a thong.
If
awesome.
If your friend stage dived off of gee dad,
how high of a stage is it?
Anyway, so that's the Dickies.
Look, I'm not going to make any apologies for my next song. It needs no introduction. I'm not even going to say it. But I guarantee if you walk down the street 25 years ago and you said name a song with an animal in it, they would say this song.
Okay, sure.
I am not going to tell you what animal's in the title.
Jigga, 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 jigga.
Perennial workout classic. You gotta rise up, Gary. You've got a rival. That is generic American rock at its best.
Nice.
Thank you, Sylvester Stallone, for plucking Survivor out of obscurity.
Don't they have one of those situations going on where there's like two survivors, like, and there's like the singer and then
actually there's not.
Oh.
And you know why I know this? Because the Survivor's drummer shops at the Trader Joe's where I shop right here in Woodland Hills.
He's the sole survivor.
Yeah, Mark Dalbry. So, hey Mark, what's
you
in your basket?
His name.
Yeah. So, hey Mark, could you sign my vital signs? Yeah, I'm just trying to get some Trader Joe's brand pirate booty for my kids. So, trying to get some Trader Jose taco shells, so please don't bother me.
Now, here's a good trivia question. Which Rocky was that from?
Are you asking me?
Anybody wants to answer?
Yeah, Matt.
The Deuce?
Matt buzzed in.
You went with the Deuce?
No, Rocky III.
Rocky III. Rocky III is where it all the
action.
And
then Rocky IV, Survivor had a new lead singer, but they still wanted a song, and they wrote Burning Heart, which went to number two. Couldn't get to number one.
Was that one that they had another one on MTV? I'm a poor man's son.
Oh, yeah. I'm a poor man's son.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I didn't mind that so much.
Yeah, that's Meat and Potatoes Rock, as Mike Schmidt calls it.
Eye the Tiger. Yeah, he's
Eye the Tiger.
Good for you. Everybody likes that.
All right, back to you, buddy.
This is...
Is there a platypus in this?
No, that would have been a good one.
You got weird animals. I love it.
This one is... this one has two animals in it. The group is called Graham Rabbit.
Oh, I thought this was going to be Dog and Butterfly by Heart.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Damn it.
All right, let's start over.
All right, go ahead.
And once you hit it, this song is called Dirty Horse. It starts off with like kind of this weird...
Dirty Horse. This is about Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Penis.
His penis.
His Dirty Horse.
It's a cool song. This group is from... They're from the desert, and this song really evokes the desert to me. And
oh, it does. Someone just walked into a saloon.
Exactly. Spurs jangling.
Reminds me of Rango, that movie Rango.
But then, like, it kind of... There's, like, a sound effect, and it kicks in. Listen to this. Like a little horse, like saying, "Rrr!" That was
cool. I liked it.
And this is from the album Music to Start a Cult To.
And the band, one more time?
Graham Rabbit. They're from, like, they live out in, like, Joshua Tree or something like that.
So they even have an animal in their name.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I think it takes a while for the vocal to get going here, but it's like some... Oh, here it is. Come on and walk with me. And then, so then it goes on this, like, kind of spooky. Kind of like, reminds me of, remember our friend Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra?
Yes, yes, yes.
Kind of reminds me of that. Then, Matt, could you fast forward to the final 30 seconds? They get some good, like, kind of Ennio Morricone going here with, like... Oh. That's spooky, huh?
That is.
Anyway. Thank you for indulging me. That was...
Now, here's a Gary question. I always have this question for Gary.
Yeah.
You have this song in your iPod.
Yeah.
Do you have just this song, or do you have numerous songs by this group?
You know, this is from like 2001 or something like that, mm-hmm. when I had like my entire computer only had 10 gigabytes on it. So I used to have their whole album, but then like every once in a while they have to have these fire sales and like everything must go. I got to make some room for some new things. Now I have like, you know, 600 gigs, you know, I could be enjoying it. So I don't really know what the rest of their catalog sounds like anymore.
Have you ever gotten rid of something and you're like, I wish I hadn't got rid of that because I can't find it now.
Oh man, there's this group called Flying Color. And I'll probably just remember what these other songs sound like, but I'll find it again.
All right, cool.
I'll find it.
We're going to go back to 1989. I want you to put on your beret. I want you to get your brown cigarette. I want you to snap a little bit. We're going to go to the coffee shop, mm-hmm. and we're going to listen to a song called The Horses by Ricky Lee Jones.
Oh. Say, can't you see him? He's down on the ground. There's a broken wing looking all around. That's the way it's going to be.
There's some people that just don't sing like anyone else sings, and I think she's one of those people.
Yeah, definitely has her own thing going.
I remember when she was first on Saturday Night Live, and she sang "Chucky's in Love," and I was in like seventh grade, and I didn't get it. I was like, "What's this woman doing?" She's like, "Ooh, she's kind of dirty looking," and I don't get it. But now I love it.
Oh yeah, and remember the second song she sang that night?
Oh yeah. It wasn't Jukebox Fury. It was I do know, but I can't remember.
Starts with a C.
C.
Coolsville.
Coolsville. That's right. I didn't know it then. Yeah, turns out I did not know it.
Yeah, but yeah, I had the same. I was like, well, she's on drugs or something.
And they had like a street lamp and like a metal. Garbage can with fire in it, right?
Exactly.
On stage.
Little production value for, yeah.
You know, NBC didn't approve that. Lauren was pulling a fast one.
Exactly.
We're going to have a fire on stage.
We'll really help create some atmosphere.
Do you like, thank you, Lauren.
That's my Lauren Michaels.
Do you like Ricky Lee Jones?
I love her. Yeah. I used to think, you know, like people think, oh, she's like cut rate Joni Mitchell or something, but she's got her own thing going.
Yeah.
And,
I guess you're right. Yeah. I guess she does sing a little bit, but Joni Mitchell almost like, is it yodeling? What does she do? It's very high and very...
Yeah, she goes all over a register and goes down here. But Chucky's in Love is... why didn't they ever use that for Chuck E. Cheese for a commercial?
I don't know.
Seems like a natural.
Or Child's Play
5. Let's go. See, this is what we do.
Oh, man.
The Bride of Chucky. That's perfect.
We've got to be music supervisors.
Listen, if you know anyone who needs a music supervisor on a big budget, Iron Man 3...
It's got
to
be big.
I'll bring a song called Iron Man to that.
And here's, this could be like a good song, this next one, for, oh yeah, that's good, write that down, a song called Iron Man.
Okay, write it down.
This one could be good. This is like, this could be a good song for the villain. This is like, this song is so intense, and it's by a band called, it sounds like the singer is just like, it sounds like he's really pissed off. He's like, "Rrr." And there's like kind of a big buildup, so maybe we should just go ahead and get started to it. It's called The Rat by The Walkmen. They mean business. They are not happy.
Is this an instrumental?
No, here he comes. It's, okay. Sorry, it's like...
No, it's okay.
I just love the intensity that, like, it starts up here and it stays up here, and it's like, you son of a bitch, I'll kill you. But then, towards the end, he's like, all right, you know. So it's like, whew.
I love it. The Rat.
The Rat by The Walkmen. And I love that song so much. It came out in, I think, 2000 or 2001 or something. And, you know, I was, we put out this big Christmas letter every year. It's a little late this year. I know we're creeping up on February, but, I always have like my top 20 songs on there. And I heard this one after, like the list was already published.
Right. So went just
in,
write it in.
Hand wrote The Rat, like on all 200 copies or something.
Did you cross one out to make room or just
nah,
added?
Just it was 21.
Top 21.
Just 21. Had to be. Had
Forever to be. 21.
Forever 21.
Ah, I get some that's good deals there. Saying.
You do. You that tube top is really becoming on you.
You like it. You like a tube top or like some squirts.
Some squirts. Some squirts.
Squirts. Yeah, squirts. Squirts. Oh, that's a short sewn right into my skirt.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
My next song is these guys were poised to be the next Fab Four, except they had five people in their band.
There's the problem.
So they were the Fab Five, yes. And these guys,
Michigan State.
These guys are dreamy.
Yeah,
and they were MTV. I'm going to do the longest ramp up ever. They were MTV darlings.
Oh boy!
They had so many videos, and they named their album Rio. And this is it's not Union of the Snake. It's this one. What animal are we going to listen to? Oh, Matt is crawling across the floor. My wife hates Duran Duran.
Why?
She doesn't like them.
There's got to be a story there.
I think when I play Duran Duran, I think the line that I get from my wife is, "You're joking, right?" Or, "Sir, you don't really like Duran Duran, do you?" She's too cool for school, she's man. She cool. likes Ricky Lee Jones, so she is. She's from Coolsville.
She's from Coolsville. I remember when I think Hole had their MTV Unplugged or something like that, and they did that song, and then you know, and everyone's like, "Oh, that was kind of cool." And then like she had to ruin it at the end. She's like, "Boy, that was spontaneous," you know, because obviously they'd you know they'd planned to play it, they'd rehearsed it, and everything, but she had to go and like spoil the moment.
It's usually not spontaneous when you're filming a television show.
Exactly.
And they want to know everything you're playing, and it's timed out, and you've rehearsed it 9 million times. Have you ever heard the story about Neil Young's Unplugged?
No.
Like, it took him, like, he was doing, like, 6, 7, 8 takes of single songs.
Oh,
like, he'd be like,
no.
Wasn't, I didn't like it.
Oh,
or he'd stop and start. It was, I heard it was a nightmare. A nightmare.
My voice wasn't warbly enough on that one.
No wonder Crosby, Stills, and Nash don't want to play with him.
They said, see you later. They said, CSNY later.
Yeah.
Here's another guy that I can't believe it's taken me so long to get to. 28 episodes. One of my favorite guys.
Let me guess.
Yes.
Humperdinck.
Yes!
Are you kidding?
No, if only. No, he's a guy who is, he's kind of like, he's kind of on the fringe of the comedy scene a little bit, and but he's just, he has kind of like, he's kind of like an American Elvis Costello. He's like, you know, like a real wordsmith and really kind of like that anger and intensity and everything. And this is from his 2010 album, The Brutalist Bricks, and it's Ted Leo and the Pharmacist with The Mighty Sparrow.
When the cafe doors exploded, I reacted to you. Cast a tap that sunny morning, I was coming to, but now I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you.
Ha! Listen to these drum fills here. Good stuff, huh?
I like that a lot.
Somebody needs, I gotta put together a nice Ted Leo best of for you, because he's one of those guys with like 1,000 albums, and it's not like you can really get a bad one, but you know, just like, his gems are really gem-like.
Very nice. Sparrow.
The Mighty Sparrow.
The Mighty Sparrow. I like that.
Watch that. That's a fun video to watch, too, because, his band, The Pharmacists, are really good, and it really uses them to great effect. His drummer has a big, crazy beard.
Like a ZZ Top type beard?
It's right in there. It's like half hipster, half ZZ Top.
All right. So right just like on the chin?
And it's big. It's like a Fleet Fox beard.
I don't know who that is.
He's hairy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Look, stop talking about his beard. What do you have?
I'm going to start talking about my wife's beard. His name, Pat Francis. No, wait. That went the other way. I'm going to start talking about my beard.
Girlfriend.
I meant my beard, which is Pilar. Never mind. I think I just called my wife a lesbian. Sorry, honey. Okay. So, we're going to go back way back. 1997.
Okay.
This is by an artist who you might only know him from, like, power ballad stuff, such as Missing You and his hit with Bad English, When I See You Smile. But do not fret, because that is not the style of music that he's been doing for the last 15 years or so.
Do not bring that son of a bitch John Waite back into this house.
This is him.
You mother.
Oh. This is a song called Bluebird Cafe. This is a place where many country singers were discovered, like Taylor Swift and Garth Brooks. And this is a small club in Nashville where they have like audition nights. And this is a song about the Bluebird Cafe. So here we go, John Waite.
She's got a boyfriend's name carved in the back of her guitar. It's a beat-up old Epiphone with painted on stars. She wears her brother's 501s and keeps her tips in a jar. Buy a picture of Patsy Cline, she's fine. Young hearts can fly, restless and wild. Though she'll get out of this town someday, she's got the will, and she'll find the way to the stage of the Bluebird Cafe. Yeah.
Now, would you have guessed that was John Waite, had I not told you?
Probably not.
I hated it.
I know, well, because it's... you know, I'm not one about, you know, cry foul about rules, but that sounds like a song about a restaurant about a bird.
Bluebird.
But
Bluebird in the title.
I just don't understand. Like, we've done more to raise John Waite awareness on this program.
Maybe he'll come on the show.
He's never coming, Pat. You get it? He snubbed you
coming
once.
On the show.
He's never coming.
He's coming on the show.
You're like Linus and the Great Pumpkin.
That's from the album.
He's a jerk.
When You Were Mine.
Oh,
and
man.
And he's terrific.
John Waite, you can suck it.
Wow. I hope he's not.
Please get the babies back together.
That would be great.
That would be cool. But but
I play that song so much that the other day when I was playing it, my 7-year-old came in and went, Bluebird Cafe, she's in the country. I was like, oh, I am going to smack your tushy bum.
I wish I could have got more into the minutia of the restaurant. Like, well, number 7, you get sweet potato fries or salad.
It's about the girl going there and auditioning.
Wearing her brother's pants. There's only one pair of pants in the family.
No, she does that she's trying to cultivate her own look.
Oh, I see.
She's into country, her body and
look.
Soul.
I see.
Well, that's because what he's saying is all female country singers are lesbians. That's the underlining tone of that song.
If you like it, I like that you like it.
I love it. What if he comes on the show? Are you just going to like couch your attitude?
I liked it. I liked that one.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Matt said he liked it.
I feel like I have to speak up when the rare occasion.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, that's good.
Thank you.
So,
all right, Gary, your turn.
How are we doing on time here? Do you have a – what do you got? What do you got?
I only got one more.
I got a couple more. We can play
okay,
one
good.
Out. This is,
we have time. Okay. I'm telling you, we have the time.
I can't remember if I played this or not during the 1991 show, but even if not, you know, what the hell? What, you know, this is this will be my John Waite. Let's call it that. No, it's Sebado. This is
we heard this. Forget it. I hate it.
The Freed Pig. Check this out. Did we play this?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Okay, well, good.
Tried to bury you with guilt. I wanted to prove you wrong. I've got nothing better to do than pay too much attention to you. It's sad, but it's not your fault. Self-righteous and rude. I guess I lost that cool. Tapping till I drive you insane. Self-righteous but never right. So laid back but so uptight. Destroying your patience to tolerate me. All the negative spirit I bring.
Sebado is pretty much this guy Lou Barlow, who was in Dinosaur Jr. and then they splintered and sort of carried on without him. But then
is it a one man band type of deal?
Yeah, but you know, different dudes and everything, and you know, sometimes yeah.
Sebado.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a.
It is my African name.
That is your African name,
King Sebado.
How do you like our country so far, King Sebado?
This country need more John Wayne.
Is he big in your homeland?
He is very big. We like to see him smile. We like to miss him. We like to go head first, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink, nudgy, nudgy.
Is that about oral sex?
Look. What are you trying? Are you trying to get me in trouble with my wife?
How many wives do you have?
I have 16 wives. We call them wifey wives.
Really?
Yes. Yes, that way there's no number. They're all wifey wife.
So there's less jealousy.
That's right.
Man, that's fascinating.
But sometimes I like one wifey wife more than another wifey wife.
Seems natural.
I don't say anything.
How many kids do you have?
I have 72 kids.
Wow.
Yes. And they are all named Kitty Kid.
How many boys and how many girls?
There is exactly half and half.
Really?
Yes.
Any twins in there?
There is a set of twins who I do not care
you don't,
for
you don't
too
like
much.
Them at all.
We call them children.
This has been fascinating. I've learned a lot about your country.
I am King Zebido, and I will be back.
Is there a lot of wild animals in your country?
There are. As a matter of fact, one time I was out and I was hunting some big game.
Yes?
I was hunting some panthers.
On a safari?
And yes, and I fell off my camel, and the panther was so close that he scratched me, and I caught a very, very bad disease. And it gave me a bad fever.
That reminds me of a song.
This song is very subtle.
Just 10 years old, the first time he got it.
Yeah.
Does that mean, like...
In my country, this is no big deal.
Really? Yes. Like, people might...
The 10-year-old boy will very much try to get it at that age.
Attacked by a panther.
Yeah, well, yeah, if the panther lives next door.
I guess that's one of the hazards of living in the jungle, is you can't control. There goes the neighborhood. Some panthers moved in.
Exactly.
Your kids might try to get some off a panther.
Mm-hmm. You've got it correctly.
This has all been very enlightening. I've learned more on this episode than I think any other.
King Zebedo.
King Zebedo, thanks for stopping by.
You're right.
Matt, why don't you play us out with this Smashing Pumpkins here? Rhinoceros is... any of those in your neighborhood, the rhinoceroses?
My sister has had a rhinoplasty. but that is all, as close as I can get.
That's her business. I want to thank King Sebado for stopping by. I want to thank silent partner Matt Belknap for twisting the knobs. And I want to thank you, the listener, for supporting us on Rock Solid. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, tell all your friends you like us. And
please like me on King Book.
Like him on King Book?
Yes.
How many subjects do you have on King Book?
Quite a few.
Just kids alone. Gary Lucy, mwah.
King Sebado, Dada Bohu.